Yeah, very big welcome to you all. For this evening's session. It's going to be a very simple evening. We're going to do some meditation and we're going to do a sevenfold puja. And I might just say, have a few reflections before we meditate or after we meditate. Yes, I think a lot of you were there this morning when Paramananda gave his talk and led us in meditation. A lot of that's been reverberating in my psyche. We had quite an interesting discussion in the Q&A around some of it, but there was so much in the talk. I suppose what I'm thinking about now is that, we talk a lot about being grounded and the posture, and he was talking so much about posture, the mental posture, a kind of gesture of us expressing ourselves. But also he talked a lot about, well, we turn towards ourselves and we practice turning towards ourselves, trying not to be judgmental, trying to be kind, trying to be compassionate. And of course we do. That is the one of the key things that we're trying to do in our practice. But he was also saying that we're turning towards the world, turning towards reality, and ourselves as part of the world, ourselves as part of reality. So there's not that split between the two. So we'd be totally embodied in ourselves, turning towards ourselves, and through that turning towards ourselves, we can turn towards reality. If we're thinking of reality in terms of things like dukkha, in terms of things like impermanence, well, if we turn towards our own experience, whether that's our physical experience, emotional, mental experience, we will encounter dukkha. We will be aware of impermanence, In the short term, moment by moment, what's happening in our bodies, each breath, thoughts coming and going, feelings coming and going. So that's all part of reality. And if we're aligning ourselves with reality, that means seeing things as they are and seeing things as they are in our experience, moment by moment. So if we've got a pain, somewhere in our body, maybe we haven't got a posture that's comfortable and we're feeling some pain, or maybe we've got tension somewhere, discomfort, pain somewhere. Maybe there's challenges in our life right now and that's affecting us emotionally, but also creating tension in our body. Well, being aware of that is part of seeing things as they are, because that is our experience right now. And can we turn towards that with kindness and compassion? And if there's difficult emotions, if there's difficult thoughts, maybe we would like to be sitting there calm and still and spacious, but that's just not what's happening right now. So there's that again, that's rather than be with the desire for something to be different, the craving for something to be different, the aversion to what our actual experience is, can we sit with it? With awareness, with kindness, just seeing it as, well, this is what's here right now, that mirror-like wisdom. Grief is present, fear is present, anger is present. There's a tension in my back, got a pain in the neck. All those things are just what is. Can we just be with it? Turn towards it as part of reality. And of course, we're not separate. Everything's arising and passing away around us and within us. And our own experience will be very much conditioned by what's happening around us, what's happened, well, throughout our lives, actually. How we respond, how we react, the habits we get into, our own personal things that push our buttons and we need to work with, which will be different for all of us. But there's also what's been happening right now, what's around us right now will definitely influence whatever we experience when we sit. You know, our mental, emotional states are not random, or even our physical states aren't random. They will be affected by what's going on in our lives as well. So as Paramananda was saying, that everything arises and co-arises, and we're arising as part of reality. And I don't know, I found that really helpful just to reflect on during the sit. But of course, we had this discussion about whether or not we're sort of reflecting on things in our meditation. Well, sometimes we do. Sometimes we consciously do that in some of the Vipassana practices. But a lot of the time we can just, all we need to do is just be there and be present and notice what's going on and try and bring some kindness and compassion. So we're going to do period of meditation practice. It's not going to be a formal practice with a particular structure, but we will be just trying to be present to what's arising and trying to bring some kindness and awareness to our own experience. So I will do some leading, and it will be very body and breath based, but quite a lot focusing on ourselves and then broadening it out in whatever way we choose. So, if you get yourselves into your meditation postures, and we were talking a lot about posture and alignment and needing to be comfortable and sit with that strength and comfort. But alongside that, being relaxed as possible. Yeah. So I'm just going to bring in some advice from Padmasambhava at the start, which I think works for any meditation. Disposing yourself to be physically calm, as in an empty house, the raindrops slowly gather. Relax. Do not force your mind or body. Disposing yourself to be physically calm, as in an empty house, the raindrops slowly gather. Relax. Do not force your mind or body. So just arriving in your body and your posture, bringing awareness to the shape of your body in the posture you're in right now. So the length of the body, the shape of the body, and the weight of your body particularly bringing awareness to that contact with the ground. If you're sitting in a chair, feeling the contact, the soles of your feet and your toes. Noticing which parts of the foot are in contact with the ground. Maybe just softening. Feeling that contact, allowing yourself to be received and supported by the ground below. If you're lying down, just feeling all the parts of your body in contact with the ground, the support for the back of the head, and that sense of feeling supported and held and just softening and relaxing. And if you're sitting on cushions, just noticing which parts of your body are supporting your weight, which parts are in contact with the ground. The knees, the lower legs, the feet, your buttocks and your pelvis. So that awareness, the bowl of the pelvis, the two bony points that make up the sitting bones, and allowing the weight flowing down from the head through the neck, the shoulders, the torso, including the arms, but allowing that weight to flow down into the pelvis, into the sitting bones, into your seat, and then being released downwards into the ground. And that stable base from the hips and the legs and the feet also, releasing your weight down into the earth. So an awareness of the whole body, sitting here, lying here, sense of inhabiting your body, being your body. If you need to make some adjustments to feel more comfortable now or during the sit, just feeling free to do that. Posture is always a work in progress. But that sense of alignment, shoulders aligned with the hips, ears aligned with the shoulders, nose aligned with the navel. So allowing our posture to align with gravity as well, so finding a posture requires the least effort from you. Just sitting, taking your place in the world. Being aware of the spine, The center of the back, running through the neck to the base of the skull. Giving structure, but also flexible. All the bones, the discs, the nerves, the fluid, make up the spine. Just paying some awareness to the breathing, the next breath, experiencing your breathing body. So taking a posture, where you can sit still, feel grounded, but within that stillness. Just bringing awareness to all the subtle movement sensations in your body, arising, passing away moment by moment. Some movements help us to breathe, and also just some other movements that may be going on. So bringing awareness, being sensitive to the body as you breathe in, and being sensitive to the body as you breathe out. Noticing where you feel the breath in the body. Maybe you expect to feel it in the chest or the belly, but where else can you feel the movements of sensations of your breathing body? Whole body is breathing, and the breath goes throughout the body. Experiencing the body as you breathe in, experiencing the body as you breathe out. Just turning towards your experience, your physical experience, in your own way, checking through your body. Noticing pleasant, unpleasant sensations, tension, discomfort, even pain. Can you turn towards that with a sense of kindness and care, tenderness? Maybe even breathing into that area, seeing what happens. Perhaps a sense of softening and releasing tension on the out-breath. And if it feels too much, just broadening out to the whole body. Realizing that the unpleasant sensations are only part of our experience. And then shifting your awareness to notice any pleasant experiences in your body right now. Have to be anything fancy, just that contact with the ground, with your seat, feeling held and supported by the earth. Maybe that sense, the alignment, back, the neck, the head rising up towards the sky. Open, receptive. Maybe just the simple sensations of breathing in, breathing out. Bodies like to breathe. And the breath can calm us, calm our bodies. As we come down, the body may release hormones that make us feel more relaxed, a sense of well-being. So if there's any pleasant sensations right now, just resting your awareness there, taking it in. So if we try and ignore, push away sensations, in a way we're fighting the reality of our experience, our body's experience right now. If we just focus on that, You're not open to the whole of the range of our experience. So as you see what's there, can you be with a range of physical experiences, different parts of your body, some pleasant, some unpleasant, some neither pleasant or unpleasant. Noticing what's there, noticing what's not there. Maybe there was tension, pain in your body earlier in the week that's not there right now. There was tiredness. Tension. And you're feeling more relaxed right now. Maybe earlier today you had a sense of stillness, spaciousness. Now there's more tightness or your mind's more busy. It doesn't matter, whatever's happening is whatever's happening. So just sitting with that, being with that, being with what is. Noticing the quality of your breathing. Has it changed at all since you began the meditation? Bringing awareness to the body, to the breath, will often put us in touch with our mental, emotional state. become aware of emotions. We just kind of tuned out, or not noticed. Physical sensation. The focus, but beneath that sensation, part of that sensation may be a particular emotion, and we can just feel it in the body. This is what it feels like in my body right now. Doing that, we might just have more awareness. So, just sitting with awareness of what we're feeling, our underlying state of mind, our energy, our mood. Thoughts arising. Passing away, maybe the same thought arising and passing away many times during the sit. But just allowing whatever is there to be there, just noticing. Trying to change anything. Try not to judge. If we do find ourselves judging or blaming ourselves, pushing away, clinging to parts of our experience, that's just how things are. Just what's happening, so just being open, welcoming whatever is there. And each breath connects us with the world. Yeah, we're breathing in part of the environment, the medium we live in. We're all breathing in, breathing out. The earth, this planet, supporting us all, giving us what we need to stay alive. The air that we breathe, connecting us with all life, all living beings. Perhaps just bringing awareness to the other people meditating, Right now, people on the retreat. All around the world, there'll be people meditating. All around the world, people living their lives as best they can. So that sense of connection and interconnection, solidarity with other living beings. Just being aware that they're there. You're not alone. Seeing if we can have some care, at least the intention of care for the well-being of others, friends, family, colleagues, and also all the people we might see, but they're not part of our lives. All the people all around the world, different continents, living in different places that we'll never meet. We may be reliant, dependent on them for all kinds of aspects of our life. Food, clothes, other things like that. And not just people. So that posture, that mental posture and attitude of care, of kindness. Intention for our own and others' well-being. Being for life in all its forms, wherever it may be. Including ourselves. So we'll just have a short pause of about 5 minutes if people need to stretch, and then we'll come back and do a sevenfold puja, classic sevenfold puja. Dana Das, so if you're there, I just posted you a private message.
Yeah, I can do that for you, Lila. I need to go inside where my reception's better. Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you, yes, but
1 second. Okay.
No problem. So we're going to be doing a sevenfold puja in call and response. And as it doesn't really work having multiple people on Zoom with different speeds of over the internet, we'll do it with most people being silent. I'll do the call, so to speak, and Dana Dosa is going to be doing the response, so you can get alongside her. And if you have your own shrine, you may want to make offerings during the mantras. I mean, it is interesting. I mean, there's something about being in a room with other people and doing a collective devotional practice that's, for me, very inspiring, and I really love it. And that was one of the things I most appreciated coming out of lockdown and being with other people, that we could do that. But I was also quite amazed at how strong ritual can be on Zoom. You know, I've been at quite a few really strong pujas and rituals, even just chanting sessions on Zoom. So just, again, be receptive, be open. Puja, like meditation, is a practice. The more we do it, the more effect it may have. And it is something that helps us to become more open, receptive to sort of our spiritual values, aspirations. Sevenfold Puja definitely being seen as a preliminary practice for arising of the bodhicitta, so definitely worth doing. And again, you might find, just as in meditation, that sometimes you're totally present and it's having a strong experience, other times you're not, and you can't get over what's going on. But just be with whatever is. Join in or just listen, whichever feels right for you. So, Dana Dasa, you all set?
And you bet.
You need to unmute yourself.
Okay, I'm unmuted.
Okay. So, everyone get ready, steady, and off we go. Sevenfold Puja. Firstly, worship. With Mandarava, blue lotus, and jasmine.
With Mandarava, blue lotus, and jasmine.
With all flowers pleasing and fragrant.
With all flowers pleasing and fragrant.
And with garlands skillfully woven.
And with garlands skillfully woven.
I pay honor to the princes of the sages.
I pay honor to the princes of the sages.
So worthy of veneration.
So worthy of veneration.
I envelop them in clouds of incense.
I envelop them in clouds of incense.
Sweet and penetrating.
Sweet and penetrating.
I make them offerings of food, hard and soft.
I make them offerings of food, hard and soft.
And pleasing kinds of liquids to drink.
And pleasing kinds of liquids to drink.
I offer them lamps encrusted with jewels.
I offer them lamps encrusted with jewels.
Festooned with golden lotus.
Festooned with golden lotus.
On the paving sprinkled with perfume.
On the paving sprinkled with perfume.
I scatter handfuls of beautiful flowers.
I scatter handfuls of beautiful flowers.
Oh, many. at me, Omani Padme Hum, Omani Padme Hum, Omani Padme Hum, Omani Padme Hum, Omani Padme. Padme Hum, Omani Padme Hum, Omani Padme Hum, Omani Padme Hum, Omani Padme. Salutation. As many atoms as there are.
As many atoms as there are.
In the 1,000,000,000 worlds.
In the 1,000,000,000 worlds.
So many times I make reverent salutation.
So many times I make reverent salutation
to all the Buddhas of the three eras.
To all the Buddhas of the three eras.
To the Siddharma.
To the Siddharma.
And to the excellent community.
And to the excellent community.
I pay homage to all the shrines.
I pay homage to all the shrines.
And places in which the Bodhisattvas have been.
And places in which the Bodhisattvas have been.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers.
I make profound obeisance to the teachers.
And those to whom respectful salutation is due.
And those to whom respectful salutation is due.
Going for refuge. This very day.
This very day.
I go for my refuge.
I go for my refuge.
To the powerful protectors.
To the powerful protectors.
Whose purpose is to guard the universe.
Whose purpose is to guard the universe.
The mighty conquerors who overcome suffering everywhere.
The mighty conquerors who overcome suffering everywhere.
Wholeheartedly also I take my refuge.
Wholeheartedly also I take my refuge.
In the Dharma they have ascertained.
In the Dharma they have ascertained.
Which is the abode of security.
Which is the abode of security.
Against the rounds of rebirth.
Against the rounds of rebirth.
Likewise in the host of Bodhisattvas.
Likewise, in the host of Bodhisattvas,
I take my refuge.
I take my refuge.
Namo Tassa.
Namo Tassa.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Namo Tassa.
Namo Tassa.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Bhagavato Arahato.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Samma Sambuddhassa.
Buddhang Saranam Gacchami.
Buddhang Saranam Gacchami.
Dhammang saranam gacchami.
Dhammang saranam gacchami.
Sanghang saranam gacchami.
Sanghang saranam gacchami.
Dujyampi buddhang saranam gacchami.
Dutyampi buddhang saranam gacchami.
Dutyampi dhammang saranam gacchami.
Utyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami.
Utyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami.
Utyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami.
Tachyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami.
Tachyampi Buddham Saranam Gacchami.
Tachyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami.
Tachyampi Dhammam Saranam Gacchami.
Tachyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami.
Tachyampi Sangham Saranam Gacchami.
Panatipata.
Panatipata.
Veremini.
Veremini.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Adinadana.
Adinadana.
Veremini.
Veremini.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Kamesu.
Kamesu.
Michachara.
Michachara.
Veremini.
Veremini.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Musavada.
Musavada.
Veremini.
Veremini.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Surameriya.
Surameriya.
Naja.
Naja.
Pamadatana.
Pamadatana.
Veremini.
Veremini.
Sikkhapadang.
Sikkhapadang.
Samadhiyami.
Samadhiyami.
Sadhu.
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 With deeds of loving kindness.
With deeds of loving kindness.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With open-handed generosity.
With open-handed generosity.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With stillness, simplicity, and contentment.
With stillness, simplicity, and contentment.
I purify my body.
I purify my body.
With truthful communication.
With truthful communication.
I purify my speech.
I purify my speech.
With mindfulness clear and radiant.
With mindfulness clear and radiant.
I purify my mind.
I purify my mind.
Confession of faults. The evil that I have heaped up.
The evil that I have heaped up.
Through my ignorance and foolishness.
Through my ignorance and foolishness.
Evil in the world of everyday experience.
Evil in the world of everyday experience.
As well as evil in understanding and intelligence.
As well as evil in understanding and intelligence.
All that I acknowledge to the protectors.
All that I acknowledge to the protectors.
Standing before them.
Standing before them.
With hands raised in reverence.
With hands raised in reverence.
And terrified of suffering.
And terrified of suffering.
I pay salutations again and again.
I pay salutations again and again.
May the leaders receive this kindly.
May the leaders receive this kindly.
Just as it is with its many faults.
Just as it is with its many faults.
What is not good, O protectors?
What is not good, O protectors?
I shall not do again.
I shall not do again.
Rejoicing in merit. I rejoice with delight.
I rejoice with delight.
In the good done by all beings.
In the good done by all beings.
Through which they obtain rest.
Through which they obtain rest.
With the end of suffering.
With the end of suffering.
May those who have suffered be happy.
May those who have suffered be happy.
I rejoice in the release of beings.
I rejoice in the release of beings.
From the sufferings of the rounds of existence.
From the sufferings of the rounds of existence.
I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva.
I rejoice in the nature of the Bodhisattva.
And the Buddha.
And the Buddha.
Who are protectors.
Who are protectors.
I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment.
I rejoice in the arising of the will to enlightenment.
And the teaching.
And the teaching.
Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings.
Those oceans that bring happiness to all beings.
and are the abode of welfare of all beings.
And are the abode of welfare of all beings.
Entreaty and supplication. Saluting them with folded hands.
Saluting them with folded hands.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
I entreat the Buddhas in all the quarters.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
May they make shine the lamp of the Dharma.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
For those wandering in the suffering of delusion.
With hands folded in reverence.
With hands folded in reverence.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
I implore the conquerors desiring to enter Nirvana.
May they remain here for endless ages.
May they remain here for endless ages.
So that life in this world does not grow dark.
So that light in this world does not grow dark.
The Heart Sutra. The Bodhisattva of Compassion. We'll do it in just, I'll read it. Yeah. When he meditated deeply, saw the emptiness of all five skandhas and sundered the bonds that caused him suffering. Here then, form is no other than emptiness. Emptiness no other than form. Form is only emptiness. Emptiness only form. Feeling, thought, and choice, consciousness itself, are the same as this. All things are by nature void. They are not born or destroyed, nor are they stained or pure, nor do they wax or wane. So, in emptiness, no form. No feeling, thought, or choice, nor is there consciousness. No eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, mind. No colour, sound, smell, taste, touch, or what the mind takes hold of, nor even act of sensing. No ignorance or end of it. Nor all that comes of ignorance, no withering, no death, no end of them. Nor is there pain, or cause of pain, or cease in pain, or noble path to lead from pain, not even wisdom to attain. Attainment too is emptiness. So know that the Bodhisattva, holding to nothing whatever, but dwelling in pranya wisdom, is freed of delusive hindrance, rid of the fear bred by it, and reaches clearest nirvana. All Buddhas of past and present, Buddhas of future time, using this pranya wisdom, come to full and perfect vision. Hear then the great Dharani, the radiant peerless mantra, the Pranya Paramita, whose words allay all pain. Hear and believe its truth. Gate gate paragate, parasangate bodhisvaha, Gate gate parva gate parva sangate bodhiswaha. Gate gate parva gate parva sangate bodhiswaha. Transference of merit and self-surrender.
May the merit gained
in my acting thus,
in my acting thus,
go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
Go to the alleviation of the suffering of all beings.
My personality throughout my existences.
My personality throughout my existences.
My possessions.
My possessions.
And my merit in all three ways.
And my merit in all three ways.
I give up without regard to myself.
I give up without regard to myself.
For the benefit of all beings.
For the benefit of all beings.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Just as the earth and other elements.
Are serviceable in many ways.
Are serviceable in many ways.
To the infinite number of beings.
To the infinite number of beings.
Inhabiting limitless space.
Inhabiting limitless space.
So may I become.
So may I become.
That which maintains all beings.
That which maintains all beings.
Situated throughout space.
Situated throughout space.
So long as all have not attained.
So long as all have not attained.
To peace.
To peace.
Om Aum Vajra Guru Padma Siddhi Hum. 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 Om Hung Vajaguru Padma Siddhi Hung. 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 So we're going to end there. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming and joining in with the ritual. Thank you very much for Dana Dasa for stepping in at no notice. And yeah, hope to see some of you tomorrow. So it'll be the same format. UK time, 9 to 11, a talk, this time by me, followed by a period of practice. Then we'll have, for those of the want groups, at 3:30, 4 o'clock meditation and Q&A. And then another evening with meditation and some devotional practice. Probably not a sevenfold puja, but it will be something. So hope to see you there for some or all of it. And I think that the recordings are getting up quite quickly, so if you've missed any sessions, you can just check out the retreat website. And if you don't have the link, check your emails and find the link. And if you're really stuck, you can write into teaching and get it again. But yes, have a good evening and see you tomorrow. You want to unmute yourselves to say
thank you very much, Bodhi Leela, for you. Thank you very much, Bodhi Leela, for wonderful meditation and lovely rituals. Very kind of you, very grateful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.